following is the President's speech at Olive Hill, Kentucky, Friday, October 1st,
1948. Introduced to you, the Honorable Joe Bates, candidate for Congress, Democratic candidate for Congress of the 8th District. Now I would like to introduce to you the Democratic nominee for United States Senator from Kentucky, Mr. Virgil Chapman. And now, I'd like to introduce to you again a familiar figure here, our governor of the state of Kentucky, Governor Earl C. Clements. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the President of the United States and the next President come November 2nd.
Mr. Chairman, you know I like that prophecy very much, because I'm as sure as I can be after this trip around the country that the people aren't being fooled at all by Republican propaganda. We're going to have a Democratic Congress and a Democratic president for the next 4 years. I can't tell you how very much I appreciate the wonderful welcome I've received in Kentucky. It's been just like this everywhere I've been for the last 2 days. And I can't understand why you do it unless you're interested in the things I have to tell you. I've been trying to tell the people what the issues are. I've been trying to give them a cross-section of why it's necessary for the President of the United States to make a campaign like this. Well, I'll tell you why it is. I want you to know the facts and the truth about the issues that are before the country at this time. And if you know the facts and the truth, you can't help but vote the Democratic ticket straight. There is just one issue, and that is the people against special privilege. You know, the first thing they did when the Republicans got control of the 80th Congress was to begin to take away the rights of labor. You see, when the Democrats took over the government in 1933, they passed a Magna Carta for labor, known as the Wagner Act. And that act gave labor the right to bargain collectively with their employers and gave them a fair chance for a fair distribution of the profits and the wages in industry. Well, the first thing this 80th Do-Nothing Congress did was to try to tear up that Wagner Act by the Taft-Hartley Law. I like to say Taft-Hartley, because Mr. Taft said in the last election here in Kentucky that how that election went would show what would happen in the country. Well, you elected a Democratic governor by the biggest majority that Kentucky ever gave any governor, and I know that's a barometer of what you're going to do this fall. What's that? Well, the Taft-Hartley Act has done a disservice to labor. I did everything I possibly could to keep it from becoming a law. And if you read my veto message on it, you find exactly what it will do in the future. They not only were not satisfied with doing what they could to labor, but they began to undermine the farmer. They did everything they possibly could to take the farm price support program away from the farmer. In 1933, the Democrats inaugurated a farm program, which has made the farmer prosperous. The Republicans want to do away with the parity price program. They are unfair to farmers, They're unfair to the labor, and they're unfair to little business because they want big business to get all the profits and let a little of it trickle down to the common everyday man. I want you to study the issues in this campaign. I want you to use your own head and judgment and vote for your own interest. Vote for yourselves. And if you do that, you'll send Virgil Chapman as a Democratic senator from Kentucky, and you'll send Joe Bates back to the Congress. And then I'll have somebody I can work with to be troubled with the housing shortage. I'll still be in the White House. How'd you like to meet my family? All right, I'll introduce Ms. Truman first. The boss, that's right. Now, here's Margaret. And I have another very pleasant duty. I want to present to you the First Lady of Kentucky and her beautiful daughter.